Yeah.
All right, this is lesson four, physical and spiritual, Hebrews chapter number 11. Go to Hebrews chapter number 11. Now we're going to start talking about the Old Testament saints. What the requirement was to die in good standing with God. Hebrews chapter number 11. Everybody knows it's a faith chapter. Verse 1 says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Look at verse 2. For by it the elders obtained a good report. If you want to have a place in Abraham's bosom when you die here before the cross, and you want to have a good report with God, it's by faith. Verse 4, by faith, Abel offered unto God, by faith, Enoch. Verse 7, by faith, Noah. Verse 8, by faith, Abraham. And so forth. Abraham, verse 17. Verse 20, by faith, Isaac. Verse 21, by faith, Jacob. 22, by faith, Joseph. Verse 23, by faith, Moses, and so forth. Verse 31, by faith, Rahab. Now look at verse 39. And these all, having obtained a good report, through what? Now notice, they've obtained a good report through faith, received not the promise. They didn't receive the promise. You say, preacher, what was the promise? Verse 40, God, having provided some better thing for us, that they without us should not be made perfect. Now watch this. If you died in good standing, no matter where you was at, Adam, under the law, before the law, after the law, under the law, make no difference wherever you were at. If you believe God, if you believe Him by faith, believe what God said. You have to understand Adam had to believe God on the basis of what he knew and what was revealed to him. Noah believed God on the basis of what was revealed to him at that particular time. Abraham believed God on the basis of what was revealed to him. Moses and so on believed God by faith. By faith, they believed God and believed what He said. Believed what He said to be true. If they did that, they had a good report with God. But they did not receive the promise. You say, what's the promise? The promise is Christ. Verse 20, God having provided some better thing for us. So just be thankful you're living here. Watch this. That they without us should not be made perfect. So, here they are. Here they are in Abraham's bosom. There's Abel. In Abraham's bosom. They died in faith. They had to wait on the promise. They had to wait on it. What were they waiting on? Jesus Christ, before He went to heaven, Ephesians 4 said He led captive. What were they? They were held captive.
Right.
I forgot what Zechariah said. I'll find it in a minute. They were held captive, waiting on the promise. Now, here's the key. These people that died in faith, by faith, by faith, by faith, they believed what God said at that particular time. Watch. Remember the first part of the lesson? God and the Scriptures was looking forward to the what? Now, Adam and all of them, Moses and all of them, we determined they wasn't looking for the cross. But they knew. They knew. By faith, God would take care of it in the future. God, I don't know how you're going to do it. I know what Isaiah 53 says. You're going to bring a Redeemer in here, and he's going to be slain as a lamb done before his shears. I understand that. But I don't understand who it is. I don't know how it's going to be done. I just know the lamb's going to die. And God, I'm trusting you by faith that you're going to take care of the matter. God says, all right, I'll hold you in Abraham's bosom. And when he took care of the matter, Ephesians 4 says, before he ascended, he first descended to the lower parts of the earth, and he cleaned out Abraham's bosom and took them out of here and took them on to heaven. Why? Because Christ, 1 Corinthians 15, Christ is the first fruits of the resurrection. Their salvation is a little different than ours in this aspect. When they died, they didn't go straight to heaven like we do. When we die, we go straight to heaven. Why? Because Jesus already, we've already been given the promise. They had to wait on the promise. And they held over in Abraham's bosom until the promise was made. And when the surety was good, Christ Jesus has been assured that he deposited the money in the bank and cleared the checks that were written in the Old Testament.
Amen.
And the money was deposited in the bank. And God said, all right, y'all clear the checks. Run the checks through. Well, here they come. Son, here they go. And they go into heaven.
Amen.
By faith. Now, let me finish a few things. Now watch. They obtained a good report. Now, here's my question. If these guys were saved by the law, here's my question. Noah was a drunk. Abraham was a liar. Isaac was a liar. Moses was a murderer. Rahab was a harlot. Samson was a whoremonger. And David was an adulterer and a murderer. Now, how in the world, by the law, keeping the law, did they get down here?
Rough bunch.
Isn't that the same picture in the Old Testament as the New Testament? That by faith you're saved if you believe through your heart?
It's a heart matter in the Old Testament.
It's a heart matter.
It sure is.
Because you had the same thing like Cain and Abel. Both did the sacrifice, but one actually believed it, and the other one thought it was a...
Exactly.
So it's the same thing.
And we're going to look at that. Now, don't leave and say, well, Brother Jeremy says salvation in the Old Testament is the same as it is in the New Testament. All right, only in certain aspects. It wasn't the same because when I get saved, the Holy Spirit of God indwells me, sealed me to the day of redemption. When I die, I go straight to heaven. Old Testament, if they died in faith, if they died in good standing with God, as far as what God required, and what He required is by faith, believe what I say, and do or believe what I say, and if they believe what He said, what was revealed to them, they died in faith, and they were placed down in Abraham's bosom. They did not go straight to heaven like I do. They did not get the sealing of the Holy Spirit of God like I do. So, yes, there is a difference. But I don't care if it's here, 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 or here. It's a heart matter, no matter where you're at.
Amen.
And it's a faith matter.
Right.
Now, let me give you for instance. You say, how do you know about that Abraham's bosom? Luke 16. We won't go there, but you know the story, Luke 16. Luke 16 is before the cross, under the law. Lazarus died in faith. Say, preacher, how do you know he died in faith? Because he went to Abraham's bosom.
Amen.
The rich man, he was a Jew. He said, you know, how do you know he's a Jew? Because he said, Father Abraham. He called him Father Abraham. Well, you wouldn't call him Father Abraham unless you were a Jew. He's over here in hell.
Amen.
That's right. There he is over there in hell. There's Lazarus over here. And Lazarus, they look over, and they see one another. But there's a great gulf fixed. Lazarus can't go over there, and the rich man can't go over here because there's a great gulf fixed between them. Well, you can't go over there, and you can't come over here. It's a great gulf. Can't go. There's two compartments down there. There's Abraham's bosom side and the hell side.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Jesus dies on the cross. He leaves, they put his body in the grave, but his spirit goes, commits his spirit to the Father, and his soul comes down here in the lower parts of the earth. As Jonah was 3 days, 3 nights in the whale belly, so shall the Son of Man be 3 days, 3 nights in the heart of the earth. He goes down, knocks on the door down there in Abraham's bosom side. He's got the keys of death and hell. He's got to have a key to get in here. He's got it. And he's got a key to hell. He marches right over here. The gulf don't stop him. And he walks right over there. Knocks on the door. Well, no, he don't knock on the door. He just kicks the door down. And the gates of hell cannot prevail against him. And so he just walks in. And of course, these guys, and here they go. He takes them on to heaven. Sprinkles the blood on the mercy seat. Now, that's why, when I get saved, when I die, you know what? Why people, now we got our Catholic friends. They're our friends. We love them. We pray for them. That's why, you ever heard of purgatory? They got that from the Old Testament, Abraham's bosom. When you die, you go to the holding place. If you pray real hard, you can get, you know, pray out. Or if you go, if you don't pray real good, you'll go to hell. That's Catholic doctrine. But actually, they got it out of the Old Testament.
Amen.
But guess what? Abraham's bosom has been cleaned out. That's been cleaned out. The only thing down there now is the hell side.
Amen. Correct.
And it'll be cleaned out one of these days at the great white throne. That thing will be cleaned out. And death and hell delivered up the dead, which are in end. And brought before the Lord death stand for. Now, I got to hurry. You say, preacher, how do you know about Old Testament? Well, watch this. Let me show you by faith about Job here. Job 19, real quick. Verse 25. Now let's look at what Job believes by faith. This is what Job believes by faith. Verse 25. For I know that my Redeemer liveth. Ain't that something? Now, did he know that that was Jesus Christ? Probably not. But he knew his Redeemer was a living. He said, I know my Redeemer liveth, and that he shall stand at the latter day upon the earth. That's the same time. And though after my skin worms destroy this body, he believes he's going to the grave and the worms are going to destroy his body. Yet in my flesh shall I see God. Look what he believes by faith. Verse 27, whom I shall see for myself, and mine eyes shall behold, and not another, though my reins be consumed within me. He says, number one, I know I've got a Redeemer. I know he liveth. I'm really not for sure who it is. I don't know that his name is Jesus Christ. I don't know that. But I do know he lives. And by faith, I believe God will take care of it in the future. Whoever he sends to be our Messiah, I know he's living. I know the latter days are coming where the Lord's going to come and set foot on this earth at the second coming. I do know that. I do know I'm going to die and the worms are going to eat my body. But I know this, that my flesh is going to be up. That's what Job believes.
Faith in God.
Just faith in God. I mean, whoever revealed that to him, that's what he knew. Now, listen. Job did sacrifices. He sacrificed for his children's sake and all that kind of stuff. We can read about all of that. But you know, what saved Job and made him, let's just say, let's call it like this. You know what made Job safe? Well, he believed by faith, I know my Redeemer living. And I know God's going to take care of it. I don't know how, don't know when, don't know where. I just got faith. He's going to take care of it in the future. And by faith, I'm sitting down and trusting in that. God, you take care of it. I'm going to take two baby aspirin and go to bed. And Job's got him a place down here waiting on the promise to come. Zechariah. Zechariah 9 calls them prisoners of hope. Zechariah 9:12 calls them prisoners of hope. Prisoners of hope. Waiting on the hope.
And wasn't Job a contemporary of Adam and
right.
Some of those other
sure.
People? So he heard a lot.
He did. Now, let's get to this. I got to hurry. All right. Let's look at Abel. Look at Hebrews 11. Hebrews 11. Let's hurry. Hebrews 11. I'm gonna finish this tonight. It takes till 10. Y'all may be here. I may be by myself, but that camera will still be rolling. We'll get it on tape. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 4. By faith, Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, by which he obtained that he was righteous. Notice he was righteous first. God testified of his gifts, that second. And by it he then did yet speaketh. Mm-hmm. Notice what comes first. Mm-hmm. That he was righteous.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Before his sacrifice is ever made.
Mm-hmm.
It's a heart. It's a heart matter. You understand that? I guarantee you this. You look right between my eyeballs. If Abel would have dropped dead before he lit the fire on that lamb, he'd wait till Abraham's bosom.
Amen.
Or paradise. I know Abraham wouldn't have been in paradise. He'd wait to paradise. Why? Because he'd already sacrificed in his heart. He was only fixing to produce what was already in his heart. Can I say this before we go any further? You want to know what I believe? 9 times out of 10, and don't let this blow your mind, but 9 times out of 10, a person is saved when they step foot out of that aisle and before they ever get to the altar.
Right.
God's already saved them.
Amen.
Before they even pray.
Right.
Yes, sir.
When they stepped out, you say, well, what if it wasn't in church? When they decided to get up off that couch and get on their knee, before they even got hit the floor, their hearts already started believing.
Amen.
You understand? We got this thing in our mind where we say it wrong. And I do it more than anybody. Come down here and pray to ask Jesus to come in here. That's not in the Bible.
Right. Amen.
Bible says believe in your heart. Now that prayer, I understand, we're praying and saying, God, this is what I believe. I want you to come in my heart and save me. Yes. But that verse that says of Romans 10 and 9 and 10, thou shalt confess with thy mouth. If you think that's this mouth, you need to go read it again.
Amen.
Thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and believe in thy heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. You ever heard preachers say you've got to come out and confess it before everybody, confess what you vow before everybody? What about a deaf and dumb person who can't talk? How are they going to get saved? They can't confess nothing before nobody. Can y'all pray without opening your mouth? How y'all talking to him then? Your heart's got a mouth.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
I can take prayer to school. You can't take prayer to school.
Yeah.
You might keep me from saying, praying with this mouth, but when I get ready, I'll pray with this mouth anytime I get ready. And you won't even know it. It's a heart matter, no matter where you're at. Amen. Now let's look at Noah. I got to hurry. Noah. Somebody look at, I'm going to go to Genesis 6. Somebody look at 1 Peter 3. I got Genesis 6. Somebody go to 1 Peter 3. I'm going to try to make up a little time here.
1
Peter 3. 1 Peter 3:20. Let me read Genesis 6. Verse 8. Genesis 6:8 is before the first nail was driven in the ark. But Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. And somebody read 1 Peter 3:20.
With one time were disobedient when once the long suffering of God when one waited in the days of Noah while the ark was preparing, wherein few, that is, eight souls were saved by water.
Eight souls were saved by water. And how many of y'all have ever heard our good Church of Christ friends and our good whoever else friends we got? They'll say, well, look at that. That means you've got to be water baptized to be saved. All right, your first question is what? Is it physical or spiritual?
Right.
Genesis 6:8. Somebody tell me, Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. Physical or spiritual? Spiritual. 1 Peter 3:20. Eight souls were saved by the water. Physical.
Amen.
Have you ever heard, eight souls were saved by the water? What is our definition of saved? To be what? Delivered. What was Noah and his eight people that was on that ark were delivered from the flood.
Right.
And did not mean that they were delivered from hell and sin and they're guaranteed a place in heaven. No. Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord in Genesis 6 before he ever started driving the thing.
Amen.
And the reason he built the ark is because he had already built an ark in his heart saying, God, you told me to do it. I believe what you said. I found grace in your sight, and I'm going to do what you said because I believe what you said.
Amen.
And don't make the mistake and say, and I probably have done it on Sunday morning preaching, don't make the mistake and say that everybody that didn't make it on the ark went to hell.
Right.
Don't forget about the little babies.
Amen.
You think just because mom and daddy didn't have enough sense enough to get their baby on the ark, you think God sent them little babies that died in the flood to hell?
No way.
And them little babies wasn't delivered. They wouldn't save the water. Noah was delivered by water. Them little babies wasn't. But I guarantee you, God took care of them.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Right.
All right. Now let's look. Romans chapter 4. Does everybody see by now it's a heart matter? Romans chapter 4. Get Romans 4 in one hand and James 2 in the other. Two places. James 2, Romans 4. All right, Romans 4. Verse 1, what shall we say then that Abraham our father, as pertaining to the flesh, hath found? For if Abraham were justified by works, he hath whereof the glory, but not before God. For what saith the Scripture? Abraham believed God, and it was counted unto him for righteousness, Now to him that worketh is reward, not reckoned of grace, but of death. But to him that worketh not, but believeth on him that justifieth the ungodly, his faith is counted for righteousness. James 2. Hold your place in Romans 4, we're going back. James 2. Verse 21. Was not Abraham our father justified by works when he had offered Isaac his son upon the altar? Seeing thou how faith wrought with his works, and by works was faith made perfect. And the scriptures was fulfilled, which said, Abraham believed God, and was imputed unto him for righteousness. He was called the friend of God. Ye see then how that by works a man is justified, and not by faith only. Houston, we have a problem. Romans 4 says Abraham was justified by faith only. James 2 says he was justified by faith and works. Now what are we going to do? We got a couple options. We can throw this Bible away and go get us one that we can change around and fix it. Or one of these is spiritual salvation, and one of them is physical salvation.
Amen. Right. That's it.
Now watch. Romans 4. You got your hand there? Romans 4. Romans 4. Romans 4:3. Abraham believed God, and it was counted unto him for righteousness. You know where that's found? Genesis 15. Remember what verse? 6 or so?
5, 6.
2 through 6.
Genesis 15.
5 and 6.
It's where that's found. Abraham believed God, was counted for righteousness. Somebody look at James 2. Somebody tell me when Abraham was justified by works. When he did something.
When he offered his son.
Genesis. Right. What verse is that?
21.
James 2:21. Abraham was justified by works when he did what? Offered his son Isaac on an altar. You know when that happened? Genesis 22.
Well, there's some folks down the road here need to get that.
Amen. Romans 4 happened in Genesis 15. James 2 happens in Genesis 22 after the fact. Romans 4 and Genesis 15 go together. Abraham, somebody tell me what salvation this is?
Spiritual.
That's a spiritual salvation. Genesis 2, James 2:21, is it? Them two go together. And somebody tell me what that is. Everybody said the difference.
Mm-hmm. Right.
He believed God here. God carried him righteousness. You know why he did this? It's because he did this.
Mm-hmm.
He'd already done this. That's why he did that. He believed God. And so, you know what he believed? He believed God, and he actually believed in Genesis 22. God told me to go kill my own son. I'm going to go kill him, and he'll resurrect him right before my eyes.
Right.
He even said that.
Yep.
He told the servants, he said, y'all stay here. Me and the boy will be back a little while later.
Right. Amen.
Now, why are you going to tell him you're fixing to go up there and kill your son? If he didn't believe God was going to resurrect him, he said, we're going to go up there. I'll be back later. No, he said, man and lad will be back. Why? I believed God here. I've already believed him in my heart here. So I'm going to show forth what's already in my heart.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Right.
I believe God. By works, physical salvation. By faith, spiritual salvation. You see the difference? Well, now we don't have to throw our Bible away. Go ahead, Robert.
What's he physically saved from there?
Say again.
What's he physically saved from there?
Well,
I mean, if it's a physical salvation, he's saved from something. Saved from the wrath of God and the sin of
all. No, it was the act of doing it.
Well,
it was the physical
thing.
The believing in the act of doing it.
All right, I tell you what. Let me hit this next one, and I think I can answer both at the same time. I want to look at turn to Psalm 51 real quick. And Roger, that is a good question. I want to hit that. Psalm 51, real quick. Let's talk about, now we talked about Abel. We've seen how he was saved. We've talked about Noah. We've seen how he was saved. We've talked about Abraham now. Seen how he was saved. What about King David? Now, wasn't he a pistol? That devil committed adultery. He was looking at his back window. He did a double take. First looks on the Lord, second was on you. He looked back two, maybe three or four times, and then he went over and knocked on her door. And then, after he did what he did, he had her husband killed. So not only is he an adulterer, he's a murderer. Old Testament? Uh-oh. I bet you that bird's in trouble. Well, let's find out. Verse 1, Psalm 51. Have mercy upon me, O God, according to thy loving kindness, according to the multitude of thy tender mercies, blot out my transgressions. Wash me thoroughly from my iniquity and cleanse me from my sin. For I acknowledge my transgressions, and my sin is ever before me. Against thee, and thee only, have I sinned and done this evil in thy sight, that thou mightest be justified when thou speakest, and be clear when thou judgest. Behold, I was shapen in iniquity, and in sin did my mother conceive me. Behold, thou desirest truth in the inward parts, and in the hidden part thou shalt make me to know wisdom. Purge me with hyssop, and I shall be clean. Wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow. Make me to hear joy and gladness, that the bones which thou hast broken may rejoice. Hide thy face from my sins, and blot out my iniquities. Verse 10, ready? Create in me a clean what? O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Cast me not away from thy presence, and cast not thy Holy Spirit from me, or take not thy Holy Spirit from me. Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation, and hold me with thy free spirit. Then will I teach transgressors thy ways, and sinners shall be converted unto thee. Deliver me from blood guiltiness, O God, thou God of my salvation, and my tongue shall sing aloud of thy righteousness. O Lord, open thou my lips, and my mouth shall show forth thy praise. For thou desirest not sacrifice, else would I give it. Thou delightest not in burnt offering.
Amen.
The sacrifices of God are of what?
Broken
spirit. A broken and contrite what? O God, thou wilt not despise. You know what he just said? He said, if there was a sacrifice I could do to get rid of this, I'd sure do it. He says that the sacrifices of God from a broken and contrite heart. He's sitting there pouring his heart out before God. He's not doing a sacrifice. Yeah, well, actually, he is doing a sacrifice, but it's in here.
Right.
You say, well, you're asking me, you're saying, well, did God forgive him? Psalm 32 says, blessed is he whose transgression is forgiven, whose sin is covered. Blessed is he, or blessed is the man whom the Lord imputeth not iniquity, and whose spirit is no guile. At the end of there, verse 5, and thou forgavest the iniquity of my sin. That's what David said in Psalm 32. These men died in faith, but they had to wait till the blood of Jesus could clear them so they could enter the presence of the Lord. Somebody hurry, look, hurry, hurry, hurry. Luke 18. Luke 18, real quick. And then we're going to go one more and we'll be done. Hang with me. Luke 18. Verse 9.
And he spake this parable unto certain who distrusted in themselves that they were righteous and despised others.
Two men went into the temple to pray,
and one a Pharisee and the other a publican. The Pharisee stood and prayed thus to himself, God, I thank thee that I am not as other men are, extortioners, unjust, adulterers, or even as this publican. I fast twice in the week, I give tithes of all that I possess. And the publican, standing afar off, would not lift up so much as his eyes unto heaven, but smote upon his breast, saying, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. Mm-hmm. I tell you, this man went down to his house justified rather than the other. For every one that exalteth himself shall be abased, and he that humbleth himself shall be exalted.
All right, two men went to the temple to pray. One, the Pharisee. Hey, this is before the cross, under the law. The Pharisee fasts twice a day, or twice a week. Not twice a day, twice a week. Tithe, give tithe of all he possessed. He did. The publican did everything bad. Didn't keep the first law. He would not even lift up so much of his head. He spoke upon his breast and said, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. Who went down to their house justified? Why? Because I don't care if you're over here, if you're over here, or if you're over here, or if you're over here, or if you're over here. God looks at the heart. And I can promise you this, what's on the inside will come out. I got one more to show you. Let's look at Joshua chapter 2. Somebody get James 2 in the other one. Dad, we clearing it up?
Yeah.
You got anything else you want to add while we're looking at
it? Yeah. Under that James chapter 2 and verse 22 about Abraham.
Yeah.
Everybody needs to put down 1 Thessalonians 3:10 talks about that works and purifying of that faith. It'll be a real good lesson on the
1 Thessalonians
3:8, 3:10.
3:10. Mm-hmm. Write that beside verse 22. All right, Joshua chapter 2, James chapter 2. Opposite ends of the spectrum. I may have time to deal with this one and we'll be done. I wanted to get to this one. Joshua 2, James 2. All right, Joshua chapter 2. I don't have time to read this whole story. I'm hoping and praying you know some of this stuff. Does anybody remember the story of Joshua sending in the two spies or sentence is five, to spy out the land, and Rahab hides them in her house, or actually she puts them on the roof and hides them, covers them with flax, and she lies and tells, you know, says, hey, we ain't seen them, you know, all that kind of thing. All right, look at verse 6. But she had brought them up to the roof of the house and hid them with the stalks of the flax, which she had laid in order on the roof. And the men pursued after them the way to Jordan under the fords. And as soon as they which pursued after them were gone out, they shut the gate. Now watch. And before they were laid down, she came up unto them upon the roof. Now watch. She's got them hid. But before they get ready to go to bed, go to sleep, she goes back up there and she says, I need to talk to you about something a minute. Verse 8. Before they laid down, she came up on the roof. She said unto the men, I know that the Lord hath given you the land, and that your terror is fallen upon us, and that all the inhabitants of the land faint because of us. For we have heard how the Lord dried up the waters of the Red Sea for you, when you came out of Egypt, and what you did unto the two kings of the Amorites that were on the other side of the Jordan, Shihon and Og, which you utterly destroyed. And as soon as we had heard these things, our hearts did melt, neither did there remain any more courage in any man because of you. For the Lord your God, He is God in heaven above and in earth beneath. Now therefore I pray you, swear unto me by the Lord, since I have showed you kindness, that you will also show kindness unto my father's house and give me a true token. And you know what they told her? They said in verse 15, then she let them down by a cord through the window. And her house was upon the town wall, and she dwelt among the waters. And then they told her, verse 18, behold, when we come into the land, thou shalt bind this line of scarlet thread in the window, which thou didst let us down by. Thou shalt bring thy father, thy mother, thy brethren, all thy father's house home unto thee. And Joshua told her, says, hey, when we come, we see that scarlet thread, my men will know. Before we destroy the walls of Jericho and take over the city, we'll get you and your family, we'll deliver you out. Before we destroy it. Y'all got the story. Joshua chapter 6 gives the whole story of how Joshua goes in, they see the scarlet thread, they get her, Rahab, her father, mother, whoever else is in that house, they deliver them out before they destroy the city.
Physically.
Now let's look at James 2. All right, I gotta do here on the board here. Joshua chapter 2. She tells them men, she said, before I hid y'all, before y'all even come to town, y'all with me? Before you spies ever come to town, I done heard about your God. I done heard about Him, how He parted the Red Sea, how He slain those kings, and when we heard, our hearts did melt. You with me? Rahab heard about the God of Israel before she hid the men on the roof.
Right.
You with me? James chapter 2. Verse 25. We read Abraham a while ago, remember? Verse 24, you see then how that by works a man is justified and not by faith only. Verse 25, likewise also was not Rahab the harlot justified by works? When was she justified by works? When she had received the messengers and had sent them out another way. For as the body without the spirit is dead, so faith without works is dead. Notice, when was she justified by works? When she hid them men. Question. Physical or spiritual salvation when she hid the men?
Physical.
When did she get spiritually saved? When she heard and her heart did melt. Now this is a picture of a Gentile getting saved in the tribulation period.
Right. Amen.
Rahab in the tribulation period, 7 years. Waiting on the second coming to happen. By their works, physically, they're going to be delivered out of the hand of the Antichrist. If they take care of that Jew,
amen,
and take that Jew into their house and hide them from the Antichrist, just like she did, hide that Jew, Matthew 25, you feed me, clothe me, give me drink, all the stuff that Matthew 25 says. Physically, you'll be delivered out of tribulation, and you'll be able to go into and inherit the millennium. Remember, spiritually, you better believe God and believe what He said.
Amen.
Everybody see the difference? Rahab's a perfect picture. Noah is a picture of the Jew being saved through the tribulation period. Genesis 5, Enoch goes up in Genesis 5. The flood happened is a picture. The flood is a picture of 7 year tribulation. And Noah and his his family members, as the nation of Israel, is being carried through the tribulation. And be delivered out of the land. By your works, you are saved physically. By faith in God, you are saved spiritually.
So the thief on the cross, he was saved spiritually and went straight to Abraham, put him in, and straight up 3 days later to heaven.
Yeah, he didn't stay in there a little while.
3 days.
Yeah. And get a little short trip back. Right. One more.
And the other thief is sure in hell.
Yes. Waiting to be delivered up. The great white throne. All right, let me give you this one. Moses. I won't turn the verses. Moses. Guess what? Moses disobeyed God. Y'all remember? Y'all, anybody know what? Where he was, God told him to speak to the rock the second time. And he hid it the second time. He disobeyed God. Anybody remember what that said? Anyway, y'all know the story. He disobeyed God. Well, question. Did God send him to hell? He disobeyed God. I mean, he should have went to hell in the Old Testament, shouldn't he? No. It just cost him a trip to the Holy Land.
Amen.
He got to look over in it. He just didn't get to go in. See the difference? Old Testament.
Physical.
Physical. Right. Physical. Spiritual. All right. Let me give you a pop quiz. Somebody turn to Matthew 24:13 and tell me physical or spiritual. Matthew 24:13. Physical or spiritual?
Physical.
Yes. I'm making sure everybody gets there and looks at it. I don't want everybody else. Are we in all agreement, physical?
Yes, sir.
He that endureth to the end, the same shall be saved. The same shall be delivered.
Right.
That's a tribulational passage.
Correct.
And if you endure to the end, you'll be physically saved. Not spiritually.
Right.
There's a difference.
Amen.
Do you know all of our good Methodist friends? We love them. And some of our folks that believe you can lose your salvation, they'll take you right to that verse and say, if you don't endure to the end, and they bring it, they don't bring it in tribulation like it's supposed to, they bring it over here.
Right.
Don't you know the Bible says if you don't endure to the end, that you won't be saved? The Bible does say that.
True.
But it says it for here and not here.
Amen.
And when it does say it for here, it's physical and not spiritual.
Right.
You see what a mess we get in when we're out of physical?
You want them to know it, and you don't want God's.
You spell it out to them, they still don't get it.
Right. All right, let me give you this last one. One verse, two verses actually. Isaiah chapter 1, and we're done. And Dad's going to tie a few loose ends, and we'll be done. Isaiah chapter 1. Isaiah 1:18. Isaiah 1:18. Come now, let us reason together, saith the Lord. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though they be red like crimson, they shall be as wool. Question. Physical salvation or spiritual salvation? Are we all in agreement? Spiritual salvation in verse 18. All right, read verse 19. If ye be willing and obedient, ye shall eat the good of the land. But if ye refuse and rebel, ye shall be devoured with the sword, for the mouth of the Lord hath spoken it. Verse 19 and 20, physical or spiritual? You see the difference? Verse 18 is spiritual. Watch. Come now, let's reason together, saith the Lord. Though your sins be as scarlet, they should be white as snow. Though they be red like crimson, they should be as wool. If you be obedient, you shall eat as the good of the land in the millennium.
Yes, mm-hmm. Amen.
Come now, let's reason together, saith the Lord. Though your sins be as scarlet, they should be white as snow. Red like crimson, they should be as wool. But if you be obedient, you shall eat the good of the land.
Mm-hmm.
In the kingdom.
In the
mm-hmm.
Yeah, because you're not going into tribulation.
But
you're saved.
That's a picture wise.
We're going to skip this. We're going to go up and down and over. Or over and down. We're going to miss this. Right here is spiritual. Come now, let us reason. If you'll be obedient after you're saved, you'll eat the good of the land. Physical. You see the difference? Verse 18 is spiritual. 19 points. Physical.
Those that want to work their way to heaven and have a chance in the physical, that's what you're going to
do. Yeah, right. David, any loose ends you want to cover?
On that thing, Abraham, now in 1 Thessalonians, it's a good study. Several times it says, your faith, so I'm saying people now, and then it says in verse 10, and might perfect that which is lacking in your faith. Well, to understand, help us to understand Abraham, seest thou how that faith wrought with his works? This is several years later when he offered Isaac.
Right.
And by works was faith made perfect. I don't know how anybody can get that scripture salvation. Man, that's perfect. You compare that with 1 Thessalonians chapter 3 and 8. Learn hey, we have to work for to protect our faith and grow in grace, not as little as not doing going to heaven.
Right.
But folks need to start getting the Bible reading it.
Question, comment before we close. Anybody? Brother Rick?
Kind of like I saw something one time that said you can give without loving, but you can't love without giving. Some of the faith and works, I think, you can do works without faith.
You're right, Rick.
But if you have faith, you're going to do works.
That is good.
That's the way it ought to be.
All right, let me close with this. No matter where you are on this time, on this chart, God judges you by your heart.
Amen.
It's a heart matter with God.
And also,
no matter where you're at on this chart.
Also, the blood of Jesus Christ paid for every sin.
Exactly.
Of past, present, future.
If you're in the Old Testament, you had to wait till the promise. If you're in the New Testament here, we don't have to wait. It's already been done. It's already been paid for. All you got to do is trust and believe. And if you trust and believe, you're going to go out to the rapture. Or if you die before the rapture, you don't go to Abraham's bosom. You go straight to heaven. Be absent from the body to be present with the Lord, Paul said.
Amen.
You know what chapter and verse it is offhand? You said Zechariah called the promises of
hope. 9:12. Prisoners of hope.
Prisoners of hope.
9:12. All right. That concludes the study of physical and spiritual.